You're with Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
There's a little tune that you know. I would call it a banger and a smash of your life, but it's not the traditional kind of pop tune you'd hear in aisle five of the supermarket. Well, not unless you shop listening to the ABC Listen app. It's the Majestic Fanfare. It is the song composed by Charles Williams that introduces your news service here on ABC Radio. And we thought this morning we would speak to Richard Mills, who is the Artistic Director of Victoria Opera, to take us through the Majestic Fanfare, given that he was given the opportunity to kind of rewrite it, rework it in the late 80s. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Libby.
Imagine having the opportunity to rework that biggie.
It's funny. It didn't seem that like that at the time. It's just another chore and was done very, very quickly.
Another few bits of fly dirt on a piece of paper.
That's right. Another gig.
Tell me about the Majestic Fanfare, how it fell into your lap to rework.
Well, at that time, the ABC had another version by, I don't know who it was, but they weren't happy with it. It was the bicentenary. It was 1988, and the thought was that it needed to be renewed. So there was someone who did a version of it that they weren't happy with, who was also charging them quite a lot of money. And at that time, I had the lofty designation of artist in residence for the ABC, which meant, I was working with all of the orchestras. I wrote a flute concerto for James Galway, etc. and so on. I wrote quite a lot of music in that time and for the ABC. And the then director of artistic planning, Anthony Fogg, who's now director of artistic planning at the Boston Symphony, said to me, look, we're in a bit of a tight spot. Would you do this for us as a favour? And I said, sure, no worries. And so, I spent 2 days on it because I had to take it down from a cassette, write it down and then rearrange it.
You've said two things that shock me here. Firstly, that the ABC used to have an artist in residence.
Yes, well, that was when, of course, the orchestras were part of the ABC.
And secondly, that there was a director of artistic planning.
Yes.
Gee, we've changed over time, right?
That's the subject of a very long conversation and great, great sadness.
Mm.
But for older Australians, the ABC has been a constant companion throughout life. I suppose older people don't like change, but the ABC was always synonymous with standards, with what was right, with culture, with learning, with the support of artists, of course, because all the symphony orchestras were in the ABC in those days.
Mm.
And although the emancipation of the orchestras, or the divestment was the word that they used, has maybe had some positive outcomes, they haven't all been positive. And in many ways, in terms of the support of Australian culture and Australian music in particular, there were many advantages to being part of a broadcast network.
Richard Mills is a composer and a conductor and the current artistic director at Victorian Opera. He was the man charged with reworking the Majestic Fanfare. That is your news theme that you love so much. When you notated it from the cassette, what did you notice? Were there any little stories or tricks or things that Charles Williams used that you thought, oh, that's clever? Or did you just think, oh, girl, this is exhausting?
No, I just did it. I didn't have much of an opinion. And the thing is, it was a typical piece of British film library music. In the old days, I don't know what they do now, but in the old days they had vast banks of LPs that had what we call library music written on them.
that is music that could be used for any occasion that was classified by mood, you know, that has something like prestigious and upbeat, and you'd look in your files to see all these little bits of music that were classified as prestigious and upbeat. Then you'd have sad or something, or then you'd have, nature, atmospheric. And filmmakers, those that couldn't afford to put a composer on a project, would go to these libraries and just select music and put it to their film when they edited it. And this was a piece of library music.
So is it a remarkable piece of music?
Not really.
This majestic fanfare, not really?
It's just a little fanfare, nothing special. But
it's not worthy of all the hoo-ha?
Well, look, I think it's a perfectly well-made little fanfare that works very well. That's why it was used for years and years and years and years.
Yeah. What about the middle bit that no one knows? It's like the second verse of Advance Australia Fair.
Yeah. It's kind of cute in its own way and very British, sort of. I think it sounds dignified. That's what I would say.
Hmm. But nothing special.
I don't think it's anything special. On the other hand, it's very accomplished. It's by a composer who knew what he was doing, and it's very fine and fit for purpose. That's what I would say.
Anything about it that's remarkable apart from that?
Not really.
Well, that just shines a whole new light on it. Richard Mills, thank you this morning for taking us through the majestic fanfare.
You're very welcome.
Well, you'd know.
Lovely to chat with you, Lizzie.
Well, it's lovely to chat with you as well, and it's really lovely to take the emotion out of a particular piece of music and actually look at it objectively and say what it is. So if you could introduce it for us in those terms, that would be fabulous, and I'll play the whole 1 minute of it.
Okay. Here's the Majestic Fanfare by Charles Williams, in an arrangement by Australian composer Richard Mills, a fit-for-purpose, very well-made, jolly fanfare that's taken its place in the Australian consciousness through force of sheer repetition, I would suggest.
You're cruel!